to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
When you hear that someone's been diagnosed with cancer, the tendency still is to think of it as a sure death knell. More and more people are surviving cancer of all types, and now on our earth there are new forms of healing available as well, working with our life energy in different ways. This focuses us on eliminating the cause of the illness in a particular person, and is quite a step away from the usual medical approach. Daniel Rechnitzer is with us today. He'll be working with Lynette, who has recently been diagnosed with cancer, to both demonstrate healing and offer Lynette the opportunity to be healed. So welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media that's dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. And I, of course, am Eileen Dillon, your show creator and host. Daniel Rechnitzer, who hails from Australia, is the author of The All-Knowing Diary, which chronicles his experiment to bring a new awareness to humanity called all-knowing. Seeing himself as a vessel for this knowledge, Daniel is dedicated to bring a new perspective to humanity so we can start anew, bringing light where currently there is darkness. And in recent years, he's been working tirelessly to bring his message to the world. Along with his wife, Sonia, Daniel is co-founder of Accessing Universal Intelligence, which you can find out more about by going to discoverui.com on the internet. He's the father of two incredible children and husband to an equally incredible wife, Sonia. He has developed and teaches others how to access universal intelligence, and it's a process we are all now capable of doing, allowing us to remove blockages and then develop belief in our abilities to the point that we can communicate with the highest and best part of ourselves, our higher self. Not only can we communicate with our own higher self, but we can communicate with the higher selves of others. And this is what Daniel will be doing today and demonstrating as he works with Lynette. As time permits, Daniel will also answer your questions, and we have the pleasure of having Sonia with us also. So call in as soon as you can to our toll-free number, 888-498-0570, 888-498-0570, and get your place in our virtual line. So, Daniel, welcome to Full Power Living.
Hello, Eileen, and all your listeners. That was a beautiful introduction. Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you. Let me just point out, Daniel, the way I create my scripts like this, my idea of what to say is by listening to my higher self. And so, really, the credit goes to higher self and to my own developing ability from studying what you've developed.
I love it. Yeah, credit always goes to the higher self at the end of the day. And the biggest thing to realize is that the higher self is us. So it goes to the higher self, but it is our very true self at the same time. So you can take the credit too, Eileen, then.
All right, I guess I'm not going to get out of this then. I want to introduce Lynette. She has graciously offered herself to participate in this demonstration. Lynette is the mother of 5 adult children, and she has 10 grandchildren, and she's one of the most remarkable women I know. She spent years and years of her life helping others as a licensed and independent home health aide, and she's also endlessly creative, especially with children, and she's coached her third-grade grandson to winner status in the county spelling bee. Unfortunately, Lynette was recently diagnosed with cancer. She's received 2 chemotherapy treatments to date. And I want also to mention that you and Lynette, Daniel, have never met. And so this is you working with Lynette sight unseen. Lynette, welcome to Full Power Living. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Eileen. Thank you for the gracious introduction.
All right. So now, Daniel, I've brought the two of you together, so I want to turn the reins over to you. If you have any further explanation of what you're going to be doing or any questions of Lynette, go forward.
Great. Thank you. Well, it's great to be chatting. I guess there's a couple of things that I just want to share with everyone is that I'll be giving messages as I'm being shown them and what I can see within your body. What you choose to do with those messages is entirely going to be your responsibility. By all means, you know, go under the guise of your medical practitioner or your expert there, as I'm not a medical practitioner, but I will simply be, I guess, a conduit for higher self or universal intelligence to bring through as much truth as that you will allow me to bring through. Are you okay with that?
I'm fine with that, yes.
All right, beautiful. So what we're going to do now is we're just going to go into the body and we're going to have a look at what is at the root cause, okay, of the cancer. And we're going to have a look at what the body's asking for in order to be able to heal that cancer, or what might be getting in the way of healing that cancer. So that's the path we're going to take, okay? So we're going to go, what is at the root cause? What's getting in the way of healing it, and exactly what's needed to heal?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, beautiful. You might want a pen and paper handy, but I know Eileen will be recording this, but it'll be good for you as I'm saying these things for you to write it, because it will help some of this resistance coming up. It will help you to kind of bypass the resistance and help you just to integrate this on a deeper level, okay? Then I'm just going to get a nice connection in and just have a look what I see here.
Okay.
All right, so let's begin. So, Lynette, the very first thing, if I go into the body, the consciousness, the body has a consciousness, it has its own intelligence. And as we shift our awareness to a higher frequency, we can really communicate with what the body's showing me. And your body is showing me a multitude of different things. The strongest thing that it's showing me now is this feeling of I no longer count. I'm no longer playing a pivotal role in my children's development. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, it was just showing me I'm no longer playing a pivotal role in my children's development. I'm no longer playing a pivotal role in my husband's joy and enthusiasm for life. I've reached a stage in my life where I don't count.
Do you want me to comment on that?
Sure. Are you aware of that?
Okay. I'm aware of that because actually the position that I was in before I was diagnosed with cancer was exactly that position. I was working 70-hour work weeks, and I had pretty much excluded my family and my husband because of my work, and I felt very much that way. So that is very much on target.
Yeah. So your body's just showing me that feeling of I don't count actually started when you were a child, but as your life has been going on more and more, it's becoming more and more prominent. So what happens is, once we believe something when we're very young, we just, over time, and depending on the strength of that belief, how intense it is and real for us, we magnetize the very experience to validate that belief. We create what we believe, in other words. So you have showing me, gaining more and more evidence in your life that you actually don't count. Now, that belief is now kind of reached its capacity, if you like, in your body, or your body's reached the capacity for allowing that belief in, and now it's saying, this is a cancer of the mind, right? So put the body aside, but your body is showing me the energy of the belief. It's saying, this is a cancer of the mind. Your body is perfectly healthy, but it's showing up this black spot in your thinking process that is creating a reality, an unwanted reality. And the cancer is just the physical manifestation of that black spot of the I don't count.
Interesting.
Yeah. So the good news is your body is showing me it's very healable, simply because it's not the truth.
Great.
Yeah? I don't count is just, you know, how your mother felt when you were younger in respect to her husband, your father, and so on, and you just took that on as a child and you hadn't really learned any different as an adult, and now you're just in the full impact of it, where your body is saying, we've hung on to this long enough. Now, either you're going to see the truth and heal this, or I'm going to have to bring it home so it's a life-threatening situation where you have no choice but to stop what you're doing and pay attention to me. And that's how the body... So the cancer is actually, it's quite ironic. People often see cancer as a death sentence, but the body's saying, no, it's a life sentence. I'm trying to get life back into you, and the belief I don't count is suppressing life and saying the only way to be healthy is to heal this, to heal it out of you. So let's have a look, Lynette, at what might be stopping you from releasing that belief. So where I'd like to go now with you is to look at, is there any obstacles in our path from healing this? Like, are you hanging on to this in a particular way? Can we go there?
Sure.
Okay, great. So the next part of this healing, I'm just following the guidance of your body. Your body's just showing me where it wants to go. So just bear with me a second as I get a nice connection in there. And it's saying yes, whilst Lynette feels she doesn't count, it's the only way she can really get attention from her husband. So she's saying this is like an emotional manipulation to have your husband feel that he's not giving you the same useful, loving attention that you guys had years and years ago. Now, I know that sounds a little bit confronting, but that's the message I'm getting, and it's going to get confronting because you've got something big to look at here. So continuing on, what you need to know is that you're at a point in your life where it's not about getting anyone else's attention. It's not about needing validation from being a good mother. It's not about needing to feel sexy and youthful from your husband. It's not about any of these things. Your body's wanting you to move into this next phase of your life where it's kind of showing me the phrase bucket list. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with the term bucket list. It came off a movie. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Right. Your body's showing me it's time, not because death is near, because it's not if you follow through on what's being said today. It's saying that all these things that you've always wanted to do, you know, whether it's sipping a pina colada in the Bahamas or whether it's helping little orphan pets get a parent, you know, all these things that you've always wanted to do in your life, now's the time to do it. You've put them off. You've put them off for a very long time because you've put your family and your husband's needs ahead of your own. And your body is saying, through getting attention from anyone else, it's actually using the F word, saying, screw this, Lynette needs to give herself attention. She hasn't given herself barely any attention during her life, and she's got this bucket list of all these amazing things she wants to experience for the rest of her life. But what's she waiting for? Till she's 70? At what point? What point is she actually going to start this? And your body's saying this cancer is a real amazing gift because it's the foot in your backside to go and live your life because it's not waiting for you. Life doesn't wait. Life is happening. And your body is saying, or your higher self, your consciousness is saying, now's the time. If it means cutting back an hour at work, if it means cutting back and spending time with people you don't care for, if it means cutting back in household duties, you have to do all those things. You know what it's like to wash the dishes and back and clean up the house. You don't need to do it anymore. Someone else can do it. All these things that are monotonous and how you've spent your life to date are what's killing you.
Wow. That's amazing.
So, yeah. You're being given... It's like a permission slip to say, quit all the boring, mundane things out of your life and start activating all the wonderful, miraculous experiences that you've had in your heart since you were a kid.
Wow. Well, that's life-changing.
Yes, indeed. That's the name of the game. And that's what cures illness. Is a mindset that's life-changing, you know? That's what the body's saying. It's saying, oh, enough of the boring and the mundane and the stale. Let's bring in love and life and vitality and enthusiasm because the joy joy heals the body, laughter heals the body, self-love heals the body. So let's keep going. This is fun. So let's keep going and let's see what else your body is asking for to be healed. Okay, I'm going to say something and I'm going to put a disclaimer in on this. Now, your body is saying no more chemo. Okay? Your body is saying no more chemo. Now, I'm not saying that. I'm not in a position to diagnose and give advice on what medical thing you should or shouldn't do. You need to feel into the truth and you need to make that decision responsibly for yourself. But I'll share with you why your body is saying that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's saying the energy of chemo, or why you were there to begin with and where that whole process has come about from, is coming from that you are sick. To go and get chemo is coming from the space that you are a sick human being and you need to burn or evaporate something out of the body. Now, your body is rejecting that and saying, I'm not sick. I'm actually not sick. The body is saying, what I am is frustrated at life. Now, there's a very big difference between being sick and being frustrated at life. So your body is saying, you don't need to nuke frustration out of your head with chemo to heal the body. You just need to start loving life. Very different paradigm. So that's the key message. Your body is saying, no more chemo, because it's all coming from the space of I hate my body, I hate what it's doing to me, and we need to nuke it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Now, to come from a space of self-hate, I hate this about my life, I hate this about what my body is doing to me, guess what that does to cancer? And guess, more importantly, guess what that does to your body's ability to heal itself?
Probably doesn't help it any.
No, it doesn't, because self-hate ages and deteriorates the body, and self-love heals and rejuvenates the body. So to come from the space of now I'm in anger or resentment or hate about this illness, the body's like, well, now I don't have a hope in hell at healing because my one ally, being you, being Lynette, is against me. The one chance that I had about healing this, having the strength to see the truth and move beyond it, is against me. So the body's just like, shit, I can't do anything here. I'm just going to succumb to the ways of the medical profession, because she's not taking a stand. She's not being responsible for her health. She's handed it over to people who just put her on a production line.
Mm-hmm.
So your body's coming back and saying, take the power of your own health and well-being back into your own hands and say, it's my body. I control the health of it the same way I can control the movement of my mouth, the same way I can control the movement of my hands. You know, you move your arms, move your feet. Your body's saying, it's no different. It's saying healing cancer is no different to being able to move any limb or any muscle in your body. Everything starts with the thought. Now, if the thought is positive, you stand a much better chance in healing. If the thought's a negative, well, you know, you're kind of giving up. So the body wants you to realize that you're in a very powerful position to heal yourself. And the biggest thing that's going to heal it, and your body's saying, we're about to do that next. But do you have any questions so far before we move on?
So I guess just how do you learn the self-loving part?
Great. That's exactly what we're going to look at next. Good, good. I just needed to stop there and just make sure we're all on the same page. All right. So going back into your body, saying, self-love stems from a multitude of different areas, three primarily, and it's showing me mind, body, and spirit. Mind, body, and spirit. It says you can heal the physical body by just focusing on the physicality of it. It says, but it takes much, much longer, and you're really pushing up a hill. You know how it's showing me a lot of people go into these juice diets when they're on cancer and exercise regimes and changing locations and moving to tropics. It's saying, yeah, that can work. That can work. If you really believe that's going to work, it can. It's possible, because you're changing the frequencies in the body, which can help eliminate or nullify the frequency of the cancer. But your body's saying that's really the long way around, because there are two other very powerful parts of you. That why not bring all three aspects of being human together for the ultimate in the healing process? It's saying, the physical stuff will come. Let's talk about that soon. But it's saying mind and spirit. Let's talk about mind and spirit. And your spirit, which we call the higher self or consciousness or the superconscious mind, whatever you want to call it, is wanting you to be on purpose. Now, the body is a reflection of how much on purpose you really are. Now, what happens is the mind comes in, the self-doubt, listening to everyone else's opinion, listening to people's skepticisms and indecision, and blocks the messages of the spirit. Now, the spirit is the life-giving energy that flows through your DNA system, that flows through every cell of your body. And it is the most powerful healing force in your body. That's what created or designed the body, so it's the most powerful direct influence in healing your body. So we need to look at both things. We need to look at how to heal the mind to get the mind out of the way. And it's showing me there's a couple of things we can do there. And it says we need to start listening more to the spirit, more to that intuitive self. And it wants me to just connect into your spirit more and just see what exactly it wants you to know. Okay, so just bear with me. I'm just going to bring that in. The message is that I'm just going to be the messenger here. Straight from your higher self, your true self, is saying, or spirit as we use, is you are love. You are pure love. To act from a space where you put yourself last is incongruent with pure love. Those who see themselves as pure love know that by putting themselves first, all others will benefit as a result. Okay? So you now have the permission to put yourself first. It doesn't matter whether it causes a reaction in somebody. It doesn't matter whether it annoys somebody. Because in the end, if we all put ourselves first from a space of love, everyone wins.
I feel like I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, that's what the mind is doing. The mind is getting in the way. So what we wanted to establish is the spirit is saying, you have the ultimate authority in this universe to put yourself first. You have it. You've been given it. Obeying that authority will heal the body. So you just need to know that you've got the ultimate. You know when you're at school, you got a letter from your parents to skip gym class or whatever it was, mm-hmm. and that was the ultimate authority? Well, your higher self is the ultimate authority, like the ultimate authority. So you're here because of them. Life is possible because of them. They are the ultimate authority. So you have that. I'm seeing like there's a certificate. You get to live is written on the certificate. So you have that. That's the first thing you need to know. Now, let me just see if there's anything else your spirit high self wants to communicate. No, going to the mind. Now we're just going to go look at the mind, and we're going to see what's in the way of you letting the healing in. Let's have a look at that. What's the biggest blockage for Lynette in healing this? Okay. The very first thing you're showing me is that you have let's call it a 50% belief. You have a belief that people, generally speaking, or like 50% of people, don't believe that you can heal cancer on your own without medical help. There is a hesitation, there's this doubt. It's like, yeah, but what if I can't do it? And what if I go it alone and it doesn't work out and I could have gone another route and it could have helped me? That's what we call a limiting belief, and it's getting in the way of you being fully empowered to heal yourself. So the way we're just going to heal that, I'm just going to let you know what the truth is to that belief. And the truth is the reason people believe that you can't do it alone is because people don't bring mind, body and spirit together when they're trying to heal it. So when you only tackle it from a physical perspective, it's going to be next to impossible. So it's a new paradigm for people to look at healing the body on all fronts. So it's just like they're ignorant, and ignorance leads to these limiting beliefs. So it's not a fact. It's not based in truth. It's just they're missing some key information. So you don't need to buy into that because they just didn't know the whole piece of the whole puzzle. They just had a piece of it. Does that make sense? Great. I felt you got that. I felt that makes sense to you. So let's just keep going. Let's see what else is on the mental front. Where's your husband at? Is he encouraging the chemo?
No, I think he is okay with whatever choices I make.
To be honest, I keep getting the feeling he's encouraging it. It's not that he will stand in your way. It's not that he will be a problem. It's just he's kind of putting his hands up and going, I don't really know of an established alternative, so I'm going with what the mainstream does. It's like a fear-based fallback position. So what I'm being shown to tell you is that this is not about pleasing your husband. So if you get any feeling or you have any paranoia, which is more of the word, that your husband has a preference in how you do that, you've got to let go. The only preference he has is his life. You just need to integrate that. It's like you've always throughout your life gone, yeah, but what does he think? Yeah, but what does he think? And this is part of the healing is it doesn't matter what he thinks. It only matters what you think. It's not his thoughts that have caused the cancer. It's your thoughts. So it doesn't matter what he thinks because it doesn't affect you. It only matters what you think now. So you like, you just, it might be worth having a conversation with yourself and maybe even with him. And I'm seeing it's more about having one with yourself just to say, you know what? This is my journey. At the age that I'm at in my life, I make all the decisions now and I get to have a wild adventure in this process. This is going to be an amazing healing process. It's going to be more fun than what you lived without any illness, so to speak. So you just need to have it very clear in your head that I'm not here to consider other people's viewpoints in this journey. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what your children say. Unless they're being loving, unless they're being supportive, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your husband says. It doesn't matter what your doctor says. It doesn't matter what anyone says. Only matters what your truth is. And only you can feel into your truth. Not your fears. Truth. Truth is a very different vibration. And it feels to me like you know when you're in your truth and you know when you're not. All right. So let's keep going. The next thing your body needs to know now is how do we bring in all this self-love? The very first step at showing me, Lynette, is to have a family meeting. And the family meeting is to get very clear with everyone what you're choosing and what path you're moving forward in terms of living your life. That you're going to be living your bucket list. You're going to be following your truth. And you're going to be doing this solo. If everyone wants to throw love and support, they're welcome. But this is your journey. You understand?
Uh-huh.
And that is more for you than it is for them. It's for you to know that you've kind of drawn your line in the sand and you put yourself first. That's one of the very first steps of putting yourself first. Let me just see what else your body wants to share in this. Let's see what we can do in terms of this. Just give me 2 seconds. Let's look at your body again. Okay, so what's coming up now is to go through, how do we, and it's showing up Eileen could be very helpful here. You've got this, I'll call it a stubbornness. There's a stubbornness around holding on to the cancer because you feel it's the only way that you're going to be able to get the right, the permission to do what you want. And the way we can heal that is, the way we can heal that is quite simple. We can do a little bit on the phone now, but my sense is it's probably going to be, we're going to get into some pretty deep and personal things. It might be better to have some sessions with Eileen. But we've trained Eileen to work with you, work with people at the subconscious mind and even deeper than that, and to just start releasing your grip on holding onto this illness. So, for example, I'm just going to bring something up here. Let's have a look. It's like, you know, over the years, being sick has been the only way that you allow yourself rest, the only way that you allow yourself to put your feet up and have other people do some of the housework and the various things for you. And it's like, you know, when you're a kid, you're taught that, and many of us are taught that, the only way it's okay to rest is when we're sick. Well, you've got that. You've got that going on. So from here, my suggestion would be to delve deeper with Eileen when you're not on the radio and bearing the most intimate things about your entire existence, is to peel back some of the layers so you can let go of, I need to be sick in order to be healthy, in order to have rest.
Okay, so we'll do that.
All right, so from here, and I'm just going to see if there's any other more key messages from your body, but it just feels to me that it will be more effective in a private session when you don't have an audience listening to you. You'll be able to let in more. But let's have a look here. Is there anything else your body is showing me? No, it's saying that's enough for today. You've heard enough for today, and you've got to let in that. So do you have any questions based on what we've said so far?
No, I thought it was very amazing, Daniel. Really, I think everything that you said was pretty much on target.
Great, great. So the next steps is I'd probably get Eileen to chat to you off air and just to work out some times where you guys can chat and get together and over the phone or whatever it is and just peel back some of these layers. And, yeah, you'll be in very good hands.
Oh, yes, I will. And I will definitely do that. I mean, yes, I will do that.
Wonderful. Well, great chatting with you, Lynette.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
My absolute pleasure.
Lynette, thank you. Thank you for allowing us that intimate view into you and for being so gracious in accepting the information. I look forward to doing more.
All right. Anytime. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Since I know Lynette, I know what she's working with, and my piece of feedback is you were so spot on. You didn't miss a thing. That's amazing, absolutely amazing, and I'm so glad. You know, Lynette actually has been the person who's been helping to look after my husband, Bob, since he was ill 2 years ago, and she's extremely loving, and when she got her diagnosis, one of the things that I said to him is, don't be surprised if Lynette moves on, because part of the reason that she has gotten this is because she hasn't been taking care of herself, and she needs to put herself first now. And you got
look
it.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, great. There we go. And I think that's a lesson for so many of us. We are taught that the only right thing to do is to put everyone else ahead. And at a soul level, at a spirit level, you know, the wisdom is, why would you do that? So many of the cancers and illnesses that we see when people come to us comes from everyone putting themselves last. So there's a big message for everyone listening today. You know, I always look at it, you know, when you're on an aeroplane and the flight attendant comes on and takes you through the drill, you know what I'm going to say, don't you, Eileen?
Yeah.
And they say, in an emergency, as the oxygen masks drop from above, they don't say, give it to everyone else around you first, right? They say,
right,
give it to yourself first, because only if you have oxygen can you help another human being. If you're dying because you've given your mask to everyone else, you're of no use to anyone. So it's really about that. It's give to yourself first, because as you're thriving, you're leading by example. You're being a light unto others, and you know you're raising the consciousness for everyone else. So it's so important that we follow our own truth.
Right. Now, Dickie is on our chat, and she recently did a session with someone about guilt, and she raises the question to ask you, Daniel, how does guilt play into putting oneself last rather than first?
Hi, first of all, hello, Dakey. I haven't spoken to Dakey in quite a while, so a big hello and big hug to Dakey.
Great.
Let me just get a good feel on where Dakey's at there. You know, I'm just seeing the case that she was working on, that the person she's working on gets told off as a child. You know, how dare you reach for that? What about others? All you do is think about yourself. And you get scorned so badly as a child that you never want to get scorned again. So you stop putting yourself first and you start putting yourself last. So guilt is one of the belief systems or drivers behind us being fixed on putting ourselves last. So as we shift the guilt and we get to see the truth, it was really just that person's issue, not ours. We didn't do anything wrong. The societal norm to not to be selfish, the societal norm not to put yourself first. As we heal that belief, because it's not the truth, truth is the opposite, then we're free, we're much freer to put ourselves first. So, but I feel that Dakey already knows the answer to that anyway.
She does. She and I were talking this morning about thought forms, essentially,
yes.
Or beliefs.
Yes.
That I think part of the session she was doing was that she saw that the guilt was there from generations back, and it had been passed forward as a thought form. And the interest is, how do thought forms play a part in our everyday lives?
Wow, you guys are going deep today, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well,
it's everyday for us.
Yeah, likewise. Well, it depends. Are you talking specifically to do with illness-based thought forms? Or because thought forms, there are infinite different realms and different types of thought forms. And when you talk about illness in the body, yeah, what happens is that people need to understand thought is not something that's just in the head, but it's like, I kind of equate it to like a puff of smoke. Thought is like this bubble of energy. And when we believe that bubble of energy is a representation of us, when we identify with that thought form gets stuck within our body. So we're carrying all these different thought forms like, I'm not deserving of good things, I'm not deserving of putting myself first. That is a thought form gets trapped in our body, and our body is reflecting that black patch there. So they can have effects in many different ways. Likewise, we can bring in powerful, positive, empowering thought forms such as the energy of love, like we do in our workshops. We tap into this energy, putting that into our body, and that is healing and regenerating. So, yeah, it's a big, broad question. Is there specifics you want to go into there, Eileen?
It was not my question. It was Dakey's. So I've worked with guilt a long time. One of the things I learned from Lazarus is that it's a synthetic emotion, that it's generated by human beings. We don't need to have it ourselves.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And that's, guilt is part of the ego spectrum. Now, the ego spectrum, as some people may understand, is all those thoughts that are the opposite of truth. So guilt, resentment, self-hate, self-doubt, not seeing yourself as enough, all of those thought frequencies are coming from the ego consciousness. And the ego consciousness is bigger than just us as a human being. It exists as a paradigm in the universe. There's polar opposites to everything, light and dark, day and night, higher consciousness, lower frequency consciousness, such as the ego. So yeah, the guilt has come in as a ego consciousness, and people have accepted it as truth. Now the body rejects guilt in the sense of, that's not my truth. The more guilt we carry, it creates disastrous decisions, but it also affects our health and well-being and our ability to heal. So, you know, as we connect into universal intelligence or the higher self, we can ask, well, as I'm saying this, I remember I did this exercise with my wife, Sonia, probably about 7-8 years ago when we first met. We were sitting in the car, and I had all this guilt around my family. And it was amazing. It was like lifelong guilt. And by accessing truth, we cleared lifelong guilt in about 15 seconds.
Wow.
And it was, I never thought you could do that. You know, guilt is there for life, right? Or for a long time. But in that moment, all we needed to do is access the higher self and go, well, what is the truth? And in that instance, the higher self giving you what the truth is, the guilt's just, there's no need to hang on to it anymore because it's not real. So, truth heals guilt.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Yeah, I decided that I don't do guilt anymore, because one of the things that I learned, and certainly you're confirming this, is that if emotion is indeed energy, what guilt does is it keeps us stuck in the past. We can't move when we feel guilty. We're frozen. And that means we're blocking the movement of energy, and it is the very blockage of the movement of energy that allows us to get sick and die. Is that not, wouldn't you agree with that, or would you?
Well, Eileen, you're absolutely, as always, you're spot on, and that's very much the nature of the ego. The ego wants us to stay small. It wants us to stay in the past. It wants us to stay with what's familiar. So guilt is one of the most powerful tools to do it. It stops us in our tracks. So, the ego just is this reoccurring non-truth. So we just, the minute we feel that we're not enough, upset at ourselves, angry at ourselves, that's ego. We need to really pick up on this, because we've been all raised to think those feelings are real. And they're not. They're just bringing in another thought form that's not our true self. Anything that makes us feel awful or icky or less than the sublime being that we are, that's all ego consciousness. And we need to recognize that in the moment and say, well, that's not my truth.
And then what? You make a decision, I'm not going to identify with it, and then you can send it away, too, can you not?
Yeah, well, there's many different things. I mean, we teach a couple of different methodologies depending on what people prefer. What we need to do is, let's have a look. I want to give a message to the bulk, because it's always, you know, when you've got a whole radio audience, everyone has a different need. So let me just see if there's a bulk answer for whatever our needs at that moment.
Right.
Yeah, look. Very simply, we teach on our website, and Eileen knows this, how to clear the energy of your ego. And we do this beautiful, it takes 10 seconds to do, you know, the consciousness, bringing the consciousness energy in. And to me, that's the best thing. The minute you feel off kilter, I just bring that energy and swipe it over my body, and I'm back to being centered and connected again. That, to me, I was shown that like 5 years ago, how to transmute negative energy into light energy, because the ego is just energy. It's not, we don't need to have it around us. We don't need to believe in it. We don't need to be affected by it. It's just like, you know, you walk out and somebody blows some smoke into your face. Once you blow the smoke out of your face, it's no longer in your face. So this is a tool to blow the ego out of your face and get rid of it. And that's every time I feel off kilter, or I'm being energetically attacked, or my ego's arcing up, then I just do a swipe and I'm back to truth again. Very simple.
Let me thank you for that, Daniel. Let me just reinforce the ability that our listeners have to learn this. The fact is that today you are launching a new website called discoverui.com, and I checked it out this morning before this show. It has so many videos with you offering incredible material like you have today, and Sonia offering things. It has articles. There's just everything on it. You also have opportunity for people to have a membership so that they can study online. And, of course, you have the listing of actual classes. And I just mentioned I'm going to do an introductory class in Ireland myself in mid-September in Dundalk, Ireland, which will be my first time there, that I'm very excited about. And so there's stuff going on all the time. I really want to encourage everybody who's listening to go to discoverui.com and check it all out. I also tell you, Daniel, that I think Dakey has a phone line and can talk to you herself. Are you there, Dakey?
Oh, great.
Yes, I am. Hi, Daniel.
Hello, Dakey.
I just want to thank you for addressing the guilt question, and that it came even clearer as you spoke, because in the reading, the session that I was doing, there was this random, terrible blackness that was moving all through the body. Well, it was landed in different places, but the more we spoke, the more it moved. And the person I was working with felt that very clearly. And one of the reasons that this intrigued me was that I heard the same energy when you were speaking with Lynette, that we don't put ourselves first, because this sense that we carry about responsibility to others and what we've learned keeps rattling around in us. And I couldn't do anything about that other than point it out and notice that this is an inside job that everyone has to choose for themselves. All we can do is point out that, like you said, the truth is much bigger than the guilt. And the way you put it as you can turn negative energy into light is what happens when we let this go. And the only last thing that really came up for me was a wonderful thing that I have learned from UI and you and Sony is that when it's good for us, when it's good for an individual, it turns out to be good for all. And that all is what Eileen was referring to when she said, we seem to be carrying stuff from ancestors, and what happens with that? How do we let go of that? Is it really ours? And I think the only way to really understand that is to shift also into who would we be if all that joy and truth were actually expressing out of us, and that if we let go of the guilt about what we're not doing for somebody else or not providing for them, and really knew that we were giving them the joy and light that's possible if we turn that around, wouldn't that be a good motivation? That's all that was going on for me as you spoke.
It's so true. And everything you've said, Jackie, I really have nothing to add to what you said other than I loved everything you just said, Ben. And it, you know, it is just this reoccurring lesson for all of us is love yourself. And they were teaching others that they're allowed to love themselves too. The more joy we have, the more joy they have, and the more they learn. You know, if as a parent, you know, that's what came up for me, I guess, when you were talking, Dakey, was if I went around and I constantly put myself last, and my two children, you know, a lot of parents do that. Parents put themselves last for their children. But guess what my kids are going to do? By the time they're in their 20s, they've watched mom and dad put themselves last for the last 20 years. What are they going to do? They're going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So we've got to lead by example. It's in everyone's highest good. Like you said, when we're loving ourselves, everyone benefits.
Can I attest to that for one thing? When I was a single parent raising my two kids, Daniel, I would get overwhelmed very easily. So I learned to tell my kids, I have to go take some time to myself. First I'm going to nourish myself, then I'll come out and be with you. And I'd give myself 10 minutes to half an hour, and it would really make a big difference. And my children are all grown up now, and guess what they do? The very same thing.
I love it. You're an amazing parent, Eileen. You're an inspiration. I love it.
Thank you. Sorry, Dakey.
Well,
go ahead.
It occurs to me, too, that what you've said about the beliefs and the way the mind tries to protect itself and how we know it that happens, we might call that ego or survival. It's so much about putting that in the second place, putting that to the side, not ourselves, just our ego, just our mind, just the limits, put the limits to the side.
Yes, I love it. Beautifully put. Yeah.
So let me step in here again. Sonia, I know that you are available there with Daniel. And you know what has happened on this show is that people get so fascinated with what's being said, they don't want to interrupt. So I had asked you if you would be available to answer a question, and we don't actually have people standing by to ask questions right now. But I would like to talk with you and find out if you have more to add to what's been happening today already.
Eileen, I've got a little confession. Sonny had to slip out during the call, she's with the little one, our little 1-year-old girl, Millie. So she's adding what she has to add to her at the moment.
Oh well, scratch all of that then.
Her ears were burning. She is here, so let me just put her on. Hang on 2 seconds. I'd like to know whether you have anything to add to the. What we've said today about the healing and
hello.
Hi, Sonia.
Sorry, I had to back out momentarily.
Well, I'm delighted to have you. I was saying that I think the things were so fascinating that people did not ask questions, but I know you were standing by to participate, and you and Daniel are about ready to go back to Australia for a period of time, so you won't be doing this anymore. In fact, next month on the 21st of August, Audrey Pearson is going to appear to do UI mentoring for people, which I'm very grateful for, but I want to take this opportunity to thank you for all that you've done over the months in appearing on this show and all the lives you've assisted. And also, I want to open the door if you have anything you want to add to what happened today.
Well, first of all, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure being part of your awesome show, Eileen. And I will be listening from Australia, so that's going to be very exciting to hear Audrey on your call next month. And I just want to say, kind of reiterate a little bit what Daniel was saying about that we can all heal ourselves, and the biggest limiting belief standing in the way of us all being healthy is just that we have been conditioned to believe that we are not capable healers. So if that's the one thing that anyone would do moving forward, is if everyone listening to the show can tackle that with, you know, with real volition of recognizing who we are at the core, knowing that our body intrinsically can heal itself, and recognizing that we can get stuck into that and live our lives perfectly, then everyone will just go in leaps and bounds.
And Eileen, if I might add there, if we've got, do we have another 30 seconds?
Yes, we'll take it.
Oh, good. So yesterday we had an experience with little Ollie. Ollie was at his little summer camp school, and a little boy had fallen over in the playground and grazed his knee, and his knee was bleeding. And little Ollie, who's 5 years old, came running up to the little boy and said, "I've got healing hands. I can help you."
Oh, wow.
And, which was such a victory for us, you know. Of our little,
I was so proud.
It's such a proud moment because he told us. But then, you know, and this is exactly what Sonny's talking about, then the teacher came up to him and said, "That's not possible to heal with your hand. He needs
really?
A bandage."
Oh, my gosh.
And we've been working with the little guy since yesterday going, "Actually, Ollie, you know more than your teacher does, and that's why she said what she did." And it's really lucky because he's so connected to his truth. He says, "Yeah, I know that. She was just surprised."
Oh, nice. So, yeah, it's amazing when you when you have a child like that. My son Jonathan, when he was in sixth grade, I think, the children, if the teacher didn't come into the classroom, the children were supposed to sit down and do their work. But my son Jonathan decided it was his job to call the teacher in from what he was doing and let him know he was supposed to be there teaching. And the teacher got angry with him. And I asked Jonathan how he felt about the teacher getting angry with him. And he said, "Oh, it was fine. He was just being manipulative."
That's hilarious.
So
funny.
Yeah.
When
they know their truth, when we know our truth, then we don't get knocked off, not even when we're 5 or 12. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. So we all need to really remember that the same way we can heal a finger, our finger heals itself when we cut it open. Well, why do we delineate when there's a stronger illness in the body that we can't heal that? The same rules apply. We can heal ourselves, and that's the message of the day.
And I want to also thank you, Daniel, and I know, Sonia, you're right in there, so thank you both for this session today. Thank you for the gift to the world and for the gift to me and to Dickie and to Lynette in particular. I know Lynette, and I know she's going to make use of what you told her. And you who are listening, I want you to know that when Audrey appears on the 21st of August, I'm going to give you a progress report on Lynette, what's happening with her. Thank you for being with us. I'll talk to you before you leave for Australia, but not on the air. So have a wonderful time going home and connecting with your roots. And we'll hopefully have you on when you come back and you don't have to broadcast at 3 in the morning.
We'd love that. Thanks for having us, and lots of love to you and everyone listening.
Thank you. So remember that the Accessing UI website is discoverui.com. Daniel has a book there called The All-Knowing Diary, and Sonia has a book called Natural Pain-Free Birth. And you can get those books there, you can get a membership, all kinds of things. And as Daniel mentioned, I also do mentoring, as does my friend Dakey, who was talking before. If you go on to my website, emotionalpro.com, and click at the top where it says mentoring, you can sign up for a free 15-minute demonstration session for yourself. And we can also book you into a longer appointment if that's what you would like. Next week, I have an interesting program. Alex Zafiris is coming to talk with me about the new face of opiate addiction. Apparently, opiates are moving to the burbs, and there's reasons for it. Past misuse of prescription drugs is leading to this. It's becoming quite an epidemic, and Alex Zafiris is coming to tell us about it so that we can be prepared and we also can know what we can do to help the situation. So be sure to listen. That's next Thursday, the 25th, at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern. I am all filled up. I hope you are too. This has been a wonderful time. Dakey, thank you very much for your input also. And Paul Johnston of Fresh Talk Media, our producer, juggling all the phone lines and the sound volume and all of that, thank you very much. For now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you to pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but what you want to become.
To Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.